The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, as the countdown for the Auris race continues, Fianna Fáil is edging closer to announcing a nominee. While former Dublin GAA manager Jim Gavin remains to be a strong favourite, another candidate by the name of Professor Louise Richardson has now entered the fore. So who will the party ultimately choose to run against Catherine Connolly and Heather Humphreys, who is the presumptive Fine Gael candidate, although not yet confirmed? Joining me to talk about this and more, Fionnán Sheehan, Ireland editor with the Irish Independent. Fionnán, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
Now, Jim Gavin, hot favourite yesterday, and another name today, Louise Richardson.
Yeah, so I mean, Fianna Fáil's scope for a candidate has not limited itself to one person, and different types of approaches and feelers and sounding out have been happening across the country with across the summer to a wide variety of candidates. We're still awaiting to hear from Jim Gavin. We reported on Monday in the Irish Independent that he'd been approached by party figures to run, that he was considering that, and that still remains the position. Mm. His name, you'd have to say, has been more warmly welcomed than any other name that has been put into the mix from the Fianna Fáil grassroots and from Fianna Fáil TDs and senators. So let's leave that one there. At the same time, there is a sense that there is a Micheál Martin-style candidate out there that he particularly wants, namely somebody of academic eminence who he can launch and say, listen, this person is extremely distinguished, highly educated, and I believe they will serve the country well for the next seven years. A now, Mary McAleese, Mary type, Robinson yeah. style
now,
person.
Now, we've had a situation with this particular woman, Louise Richardson. We talked about her a lot during COVID because she was involved in Oxford at the time of the development of the vaccine there. But she is a dame of the British Empire, which got our current incumbent in the Auris into a bit of trouble. He had to issue an apology.
She has the distinction, uniquely, of being the only person that President Michael D. Higgins has apologised to. That's something that can go on her CV for perpetuity. Remarkable achievement in its own right. She was brought in. The connection to Micheál Martin is basically she was asked to chair a forum on international peace and security and where Ireland fits in all that. Michael D. Higgins wasn't happy about that forum. He believed it was a kind of a stalking horse to undermine neutrality. And he had a good hop off Dame Louise Richardson at the time, referring to her very large DBE initials after her name. And that was basically seen as a kind of an effort to undermine her integrity. And it was very unfair. She was brought in because of her independence, because of her distinguished academic credentials. She had no skin in the game in terms of anything to do with militarism or anything like that. He ended up having to apologise, but he effectively did nobble that forum as a result of those comments because they were cast in those light. She has gone from being the Vice Chancellor of Oxford, under whose tenure Oxford, you know, dramatically produced a COVID-19 vaccine. She was credited with that, and that's why she was given that honour of Dame of the British Empire. She's since moved on to the famous Carnegie Foundation, the philanthropic organization in New York, which, if you go around large tracts of the country and you come across libraries with the name Carnegie on them, that's, you know, the organization that originally built those. It's still going strong with Andrew Carnegie's money. It still remains a really leading organization in terms of philanthropy, and that's what she's currently doing.
Odds on her getting a nod from Fianna Fáil?
Well, what basically Fianna Fáil TDs are saying is they're waiting to see who Micheál Martin is backing before making any determination. So if he comes out, it's believed that he is favourable towards Jim Gavin. However, a number of other names have been linked as well. So people in the party are saying, let's see who Micheál is supporting. And then if there's other candidates who go up against that, let's see what happens there. People like Billy Kelleher waiting in the sidelines, and obviously Bertie Hearn still remains persona non grata.
Now, the final thing we wanted to mention today is Alan Kelly having a go at Catherine Connolly for her dissing of the current incumbent in the Oras. In terms of nominating Gemma O'Doherty instead of, or supporting the nomination of her instead of Michael Dee.
Yeah, and also what Alan Kelly is getting at is that Catherine Connolly left the Labour Party in 2006 in a row over running for the general election with Michael Dee Higgins. The Labour Party's organisation's view at the time was fairly simple. There's only one seat in Galway West. You run one candidate. That's Michael Dee Higgins, the well-established TD. If you run two candidates, you split the vote and you lose the seat. And that was fairly sound logic. She left the Labour Party at the time. She went off and became an independent. She's subsequently ultimately took that Labour Party long-held seat almost a decade ago now. And basically the point that people in the grassroots of Labour are saying is she's never had anything good to say about the Labour Party since she left them. She's frequently had a go at them. She's been at odds with them on some issues. She's aligned with them on some issues. And Alan Kelly is basically saying, I don't see why we're backing this person when, you know, she wasn't looking for their support directly. She certainly wasn't cozying up to them. She has adopted positions that would appear to be at odds with the Labour Party values in terms of her views on the European Union and in terms of people who she has been aligned with over the course of her career as an independent. And that's what Alan Kelly is getting at here. So a mix of the party organisation perspective and also in terms of ideology, he's saying the Labour Party and Catherine Connolly are not the same thing.
Fionnán Sheehan, Ireland editor with the Irish Independent, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.